Order.
They know what's up. A lot of conversation.
We are going to call a meeting to order. All righty. I was gonna be more forceful than that. Thank you. Thank you, my sergeant of arms.
Got it. You got it.
All right, working together. All right, good morning. This is the Economic Development Committee. We are approximately 33 minutes late according to my watch, but that's just our start time. We will try to do a good job of at least helping in the effort of catching up. And so moving right to the first order of business is the approval of minutes from the February 4th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The second order of business is public comments. Is anybody here from the public that would like to speak about the topic of economic development? Okay, seeing no one, we will move to item three. Item three is consideration of an economic development incentive grant, and the first order of business on this is actually an executive session, so unfortunately that means we will be leaving for a few minutes here, but do I have a motion to move into executive session?
So moved.
All right.
Second.
Okay. We don't have to vote on that, do we? We do have to vote?
Yes.
We have to vote. Sorry. We have to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 We are now in executive session.
Over to the room back there.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back from executive session. No votes were taken. I don't know if I have to hit the gavel again. Here we go. Is there a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we recommend approval of the topic discussed in executive session to full council.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor? Aye. The motion passes. All right. Next item on our agenda, moving right along here, we have item number four is update on proactive efforts to reach out to landholders and or developers to collaborate on building economic development projects. We brought this up on the last committee agenda, and we're probably going to continue to do so, but maybe it'll become more and more defined. So I had a meeting with John Holliday, and John, would you like to present a couple thoughts about this? I didn't really tell you we were going to do that, so if you don't want to, it's okay. I can.
What do you want me to talk about?
Yeah, so the I'll be happy to start it. So what we talked about was the idea, as we've presented several times, there are a lot of small parcels of land and some large parcels of land in Mount Pleasant still available. And these are not places that were necessarily ones that we had in mind for green space or parks. They are more spots that just happen to be along, especially Highway 17 North. There's a lot of land like that. And again, oftentimes it'll be 4 or 5 acres, 3 acres, whatever. But as anybody can tell you who lives on the north end of town towards Rivertown, Dunes West, Charleston National, et cetera, right now when you turn left onto 41, you see a great big huge building, and it's going to be a storage unit. And for anybody who knows, not to put down any business in town, but for anybody who knows how it looks right now on Johnny Dodds, when you drive down, you've got that great big huge building, and at night it's all lit up, and you can see those garage doors. There's, at least to some people's mind, maybe better uses out there. How do these things happen? A lot of people have asked me that. A lot of people, I know John and I have talked about this. I'm sure every council member has been approached at one time or another because they're popping up everywhere. A lot of it's happening because it's incorporated property, because it's a fairly easy thing to build, apparently, and it's especially easy to get bankers to lend. And it also, from what I've learned, only takes about 60% occupancy to be profitable, which is not our concern. It's not our job on economic development. But what I think is our job is to get out there and talk to landowners and developers who are considering doing something with land in Mount Pleasant and say, hey, would you be willing to consider this project? And economic development is the best way to go about it, because as opposed to just simply bringing in more stores or whatever, economic development means bringing in jobs and revenue that would otherwise have gone somewhere else. So we're bringing in new money, new jobs to Mount Pleasant. So what John has talked to me about and we've shared thoughts on is that there is information out there. Can you share that part about how you would gather that?
Yeah, one of the things that you and I talked about, and I think Jennifer Knight was in there as well, we talked with commercial real estate agents, really looking at some of our GIS that we already have and incorporating maybe an overlay. This is just a thought at this time, would be like commercial MLS, where, because one thing that's a danger of, if you have a list of available properties, within a week or so, it's you know, old, and it's you have to constantly be keeping it up. And who already keeps that up right now? MLS keeps up with it, what available properties. So the ones that are on the market, I'd love to see it where we have a our website where available properties are an overlay on our town, but then start to fill in there the ones that aren't on the market, you know, that are available, but maybe they're not for sale right now. I mean, they're developable, and with the right price, they could be sold, or with the right amount of work. So,
one of our great resources, and I think this is thanks to Councilman Bustos, is a lot of those properties are listed through Avis and Young, and Alan Baldock is the head of our Mayor's Economic Advisory Committee, and so, which is a separate body from council, and so this is one of the places that we would certainly look to get some guidance from Alan on.
That's right.
Kathy, I think your comments are absolutely on target. I think one thing that you didn't leave out, however, an important factor here is the availability of sewer, because one of the reasons why storage facilities are so attractive in these county properties is that when they can't get sewer extended, that is something that they can do with that property. And so I think as it's unfortunate we don't have our water representative here today, but I think we've got to have Joel's here. We do need to have a conversation about, you know, the recent discussions with Waterworks and the county about extending water and sewer in places where it's not currently available, because that can have a huge effect, either positive or negative, on economic development in those properties. And I think that has to be part of the discussion as well.
That's an excellent point, Councilman. And it's and it's also one that segues into something that I also wanted to bring up. This is really like a jigsaw puzzle, especially when you have limited land. And we also have limited resources in the sense that we can't bring in big manufacturing plants. We can't bring in things that use up our aquifer. We can't reduce it quite a bit. And we have to be very thoughtful in this process. And the other thing is, we've talked about this, how do you solve problems like so many people having to leave Mount Pleasant to go for the jobs they go for, and higher-end, high-paying jobs on our side of the bridge helps that. It shortens car trips. It keeps people on this side of the bridge. How do you have more people be able to afford our cost of living over here because of our housing costs? Well, if they're making a higher income, it makes a big difference. And I just want to throw out that in regard to the fact that we have so many unincorporated areas, including those ones on 17, there is an actual bill that's been stuck in subcommittee for quite a while, and I don't have it open right now. Let me see if I can, though. Oh, here it is, HB 3158, the Enclave Bill. And I've mentioned this before. People, as soon as I mention this, it seems controversial in that the idea is that we could incorporate, if the state would pass this, we could incorporate places that are within the town limits and have been so at least 5 years that are 25,000 acres or less. But this is not because we want to force people that live in, for instance, our historic settlement communities to do something they don't want to do. This is talking about frontage property in major commercial zones that are just sitting there. And again, you go back to, why do you have so many storage units everywhere? So it's a jigsaw puzzle, and there's a lot to it. Anybody who has any thoughts or any input on this, we'd like to. But we wanted to make sure people knew we were working on this. This is not something we're just sitting back. And to give you an example, John and I conducted a meeting several days ago with someone who was seriously considering building a storage unit in a pretty prominent place. And I know other folks have also been having these meetings. But just to say, if we can turn this into a fabulous economic, and I don't mean we, if we can encourage a fabulous economic development project instead that helps our town, it's a win-win for everybody. So, Councilman Bustos, no thoughts?
Nope.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Brenner? Okay. All right. And John, did you have anything else to add?
Well, I just do, you know, as I do talk with business owners, the pockets that are not the town where it's the county property, it does cause confusion to the business owners because they want to do things that their neighbor can do, but their neighbor may not be in the town. And it also, I think, is confusing to the public about what our standards are as they're driving down 17 bypass, kind of like what is, you know, what is acceptable, you know, what is our town looking like? So I like the direction there of what you said about the five. I like the direction there of what you said about the five. So yeah, I like the direction.